Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Truck drivers are starting to roll out their protest actions today in the lead up to the major day of industrial action tomorrow. Certain industrial zones will be blocked off and strategies are being put in place to disrupt traffic around major cities. Trouble lies ahead with all public transport tomorrow, with just a fifth of TGV and TER trains set to run and almost no intercity service. In the air, the Directorate General for Civil Aviation is asking companies to reduce their flight schedules by 20% at Paris-Charles de Gaulle and 30% at Orly. In schools, several of the classes will be shut. Food distributors are invited to the Ministry of the Economy this morning to present their solutions for tackling rising food prices. Food prices have gone up by more than 14% in just over a year. The citizens' consultation on the end of life has shown that there is overwhelming support for developing palliative care in this country. Regardless of their opinions on assisted dying, 97% of people asked agreed that the current framework for palliative care needed improving. The citizens' consultation will submit its final conclusions to the government in early April. A base jumper was killed by jumping off a cliff in Tignes in Savoie over the weekend. The 37-year-old Chilean apparently had a problem with opening his wing. He had jumped from a 100-metre cliff. An investigation has been opened by the Albertville prosecutor's office. And finally to football, and things are on the up for Olympique Marseille after losing their last two matches. OM 1-0 last night against Rennes. At the end of day 26 of the league, OM are in second place with a 4-point lead over Monaco. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.